Okay, good evening, everyone. I would like to call the Police Civilian Oversight Board Executive Subcommittee to order on this January 7th, 2026 at 6 p.m. First, I would like to say Happy New Year to everyone out there, to our board members and our staff at the OIM's office, as well as our public commenters, and folks are who are appearing in the public. So, Happy New Year, everyone. Okay. First things first, let's go ahead and get into our attendance. Brandis? Present. Okay.
Yes, present.
Okay. Like you're having trouble unmuting, maybe. Vanessa?
Present.
Okay. Katie? Okay. Devin?
Present.
And then Stephanie.
Present.
Perfect. Thank you. We have quorum. Okay, let's go ahead and jump into our public comment. Chioma, do we have public comment? Anyone register?
No.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Going into the approval of the minutes, we do have minutes from December 3rd, 2025. If someone can make a motion to approve those minutes. In a second. Okay, Vanessa.
I motion to approve the minutes from December 3rd. Over the last year.
Okay, we got a motion on the floor, Stephanie.
I can second.
Brandis, can you mute, please? Thank you. Okay, although, is there any objection to unanimously accepting the motion on the floor to approve the minutes? Okay, seeing none. The minutes have been approved. Okay. Any disclosures or recusals that folks need to make tonight? Okay, perfect. Moving on along. And now we are up for our items of discussion, and we are starting with the independent monitor updates. Independent monitor Glass, if you'd like to come to the floor.
Hello, Happy New Year. Good to see everyone. So this will be a quick update on things that have happened between holiday stuff and everything going on. A lot has still been going on. And then I want to I just by default met with the our data not our data, our budget analyst. Because I needed to meet with IT and our budget analysts around getting our case management system. So if the budget seems like I'm just kind of giving a overview, it is because I haven't gotten all the way into the budget completely. So I want to start off there. The last time we met, I told you all in the full board meeting that we were trying to get a case management system in place that is needed. When I begin to kind of dive into the process of getting that, I was able to meet with our budget analysts around the funds that we currently have. The 2026 budget was adopted the same as the 2025 budget. We have of approximately of the 406,000 we have about 330,000 that are expended to date. Core obligations, including personnel, required operation costs, and immediate budget needs are being met. However, the remaining funds are largely committed and leaving limited discretionary flexibility moving forward. So, just to be as frank as possible, the case management system is about 16,000, and we have about 8,000 to work with. And so when I dive into the budget, there are some areas in which things can be moved around. And I do have to get a possible amendment and approval from the alders to move some things around from potentially the legal fund. And I don't want to dive into it because there's a lot that I want to present to you all in its totality. But I just want to give you why the case management system is now going to take a little bit longer than what I expected. And just to say the overall budget is pretty tight. With that being said, because the budget is tight, I did request after review of the office and the office needs and operation needs. I did initially try to go through a process to get an intern. I believe that folks that do work should get paid. And so I wanted to make sure that it was a paid internship and it would be someone, from the community. And I am not able to go through the paid internship process through the city. And so, as you guys get to know me, you will know I try to find every workaround possible. And so that's what I'm trying to identify other routes to go about that to get the intern needed. With that being said, Greg has been doing a lot of work prior to me coming on board, helping out with the intake process, helping out with the complaint process as he also reviews a lot of the data and information requested. And so I thought not only was it appropriate, but in restructuring and also wanting to make sure that I'm able to identify moving forward needs and positions that are needed. Greg has agreed without it changing his classification or anything, but our internal operations, and I think the chair will touch on a little bit of that as I've shared, with her. But he has agreed to take on some roles and responsibilities, and so internally within our office, functioning as the data analysts as well as the investigative case manager and analyst. So just wanted to be transparent with that. But it is very similar to things that he has already been doing. With that being said, over right before the holidays, I was able to reach out to the majority of the complainants by phone. Some answered, some did not. I have a few more that I am going to attempt to get a hold of. Just wanted to answer any questions, introduce myself, and also let them know that there is a complaint process now in place and that things will be moving forward. There have been an initial 11 case summaries, as well as I'll be issuing some determination letters and or categorizing. Well, the categories have already taken place, but informing where appropriate those where the next steps are taking place and where their case is in the process and what is going to happen with their cases. We currently have, I think the last time we talked, I talked about the 19 cases in the backlog. And I believe it's safe to say that we're getting about roughly one case every week to 2 weeks. So I'm seeing what seems to be an increase, I think, other than the holiday period, since I've started, it's looked like we've been getting a case per week. And so I'll open it up if there's any questions. A few other things. There have been internal processes, SOPs that have already taken place that I have drafted and have been adopted internally. And so those are the updates that I have for you all. Obviously, we're going to be getting started on the annual report, focusing in on that. I'm meeting with subcommittees as well as board members. Have thank you all for getting those meetings set up, and Chioma for coordinating those meetings. So I'll be meeting with folks. I do want to meet with everyone before, as well as the community engagement subcommittee, before I produce any strategic plan around community engagement. Want to make sure I meet with folks around the plan that will be put out. So I'll turn it back over to you, Chair, or I'll answer any questions if folks have questions.
Thank you so much, Mika. Are there any questions for Independent Monitor Glass? Go ahead, Vanessa.
I don't really have any questions. I just want to say thank you for the information. Based on past experience since I've been on the board, that was pretty refreshing. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for saying that. Thank you. And good to see your face.
Thank you, Vanessa. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Yes, also thank you. And clarifying question, are you saying we are getting a new complaint about one a week? Or were you talking
Correct.
about press? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Good to know. And I really appreciate your reaching out to the complainants. And yes, good to see all the things underway. And I'm sure it's reassuring just to be hearing from someone. So thank you.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for Mika about the budget, the complaint processes, where we're at, the SOPs? Okay, that was a great update. Thank you so much, Mika.
You're welcome.
Okay, moving along to the PCOB chair updates. And so I just wanted just to give a few updates. I did just send an email just reminding everyone to do their statement of interest. So that was there. Also sent along a let me get it up. Just an email to folks reminding folks about the one-on-one meetings with me and getting those scheduled. And then the board bios that are needed for the annual reports. After a conversation with Mika, just trying to figure out the logistics between the board and the Office of the Independent Monitor, what we decided to do, and I'm just bringing it forward, is that I know that last year we wanted to meet more often as a board, but after thinking through about what the cadence would be for 2026 and how things are moving, we thought it would be best to move our full board meetings to the required minimum per our ordinance, to meet at least quarterly as a full board. And then really kind of beef up our subcommittees. A majority of our board members are on our subcommittees. And so we just had a very great conversation about making sure that with our subcommittees that the work that needs to get done for us is being done in those meetings, in those spaces. And then that the full board meetings should really be used to approve things and kind of more of a space where we're kind of approving things and moving forward with some of the work and then delegating work to the committees. And so I know we had already done a delegation last year of what bodies will be doing what work. And I know that the subcommittees will give their updates next. But we have decided that we'll do the quarterly, which will be March 25th, 2026. In the second quarter, we will have a full board meeting June 17th, 2026, September 16th, and December 16th. We tried our best to really make sure that we didn't schedule things on religious holidays or any other kind of cultural holidays, trying to be very mindful. And those are the days that have been hard set and should to the public, they should show up in Legistar as scheduled meetings for us. So those would just be the hard meetings. Again, it allows us to be a little more flexible too, instead of having every meeting for a full board every Thursday and then kind of finding, I don't want us to get into a fatigue that has happened in the past. And I just think it allows us to be a little more flexible if we need to have like larger trainings and things like that, that people feel like they can show up and still do the committee work and get things done. I know that the subcommittees will probably give their dates. The executive meeting will continue our required ordinance once a month dates. And so that will still be on the first Wednesday of every month. I just want to just check in with board members and just make sure that that date of the first Wednesday of every month still works for folks, as long as it doesn't follow on any holiday. Okay. I'm seeing folks having nods. Okay. I believe Chioma has already put them on the calendar for us. And so that is that. I also did create a calendar for everyone that is just like a PCOB, just like calendar. So everyone could see the subcommittee dates as well, even if you're not on a subcommittee. And so y'all should be able to see that. And then we'll also utilize that for if we need to do any community events or anything of that nature. So that it's kind of like a centralized calendar for everyone on the board to see like when things are actually happening and participating. And so that is that. Any questions just about the calendaring and the cadence that we're kind of moving forward with? Okay, great. I did get a chance to speak with Abba from Mosaic. She has, if you all remember, we had discussed doing a work plan, and she has agreed to assist us in thinking about that and helping craft that. So I will be meeting with her and Independent Monitor Glass next week just to kind of like have those first preliminary conversations. And then we would hopefully have like some kind of draft to bring the exec committee on our next meeting in February to then, dive a little deeper, give feedback and whatnot, so that we can get a good start of a plan ready for our March full board meeting. So folks can, give their feedback and whatnot. And then hopefully, my hope is that then in that meeting, we just approve the work plan and then start putting actual like deadlines to things, who's going to do what, and kind of doing that piece. That will help us also with our annual report. And so, any questions about the working plan that we're working on? Go ahead, Stephanie.
Are you thinking then that the annual pr report will come out later from us? We were thinking about March to be along with the MPD, or no, with the annual, with the
Oh,
ordinance
I
and
am off.
other annual report. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I know we had said March. I think we can still do it with March. I know that we thought like maybe March 15th, that hard date. But our meeting, because the full board meeting isn't until the 25th, if we are able to approve the work plan the 25th, we may be able just to make whatever adjustments to the annual report based off of that conversation and submit it. So my hope is still that the annual report in itself will be done before that time, so that the board members can react, give any feedback. And my hope is that it's done weeks before the 25th so that it gives enough time for folks to digest that draft and hopefully approve it so then we can send it off to the public and to council. In our ordinance, there isn't a requirement for anyone to ex essentially adopt it or anything. So as long as we complete it, we put out to public, send it to who needs to get it, then we should be good, I believe, just from reading the ordinance multiple times. Does that answer your question, Stephanie? Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then we do have one spot open on the board. We had Stephanie Salgado, who was with Unidos. And that spot has been open, but we have talked have spoken with Unidos, and we do have a person who they would like to put forward as their person. And so we're gonna work back with I'm gonna work back with the independent monitor and so I am, and then also with Unidos for that person to be sent to council. To then hopefully get approved to be appointed so that that fills that spot. There may be one other opening from outreach, but we are still working out those to figure out if that person is still continuing through outreach. So we have those two spaces that one that might possibly open and one that is currently open to get filled. Any questions about that? Okay. I know that this year, I believe the mayor's the council and mayor's alternates. I was thinking of alternates that were appointed. I believe their terms are up this year. And so we're going to have to look at, figuring out if we're going to ask that they get reappointed. And I'll just have to figure that out with the mayor's office, but also just with the OIM's office, just in terms of, the next steps to make sure that the alternates, that we're f making sure that they get up reappointed or find someone to appoint in those positions. So just as an FYI, when I'm thinking about appointments, any questions about that? Okay. I know that part of the work that we are also tasked with, so I know that we've been working, the EPMP is going to be working with the working on the police chief review. Rubrics and such. And so I won't touch on that right now. But the other thing is conducting creating the training and support and other kind of operating SOPs for ourselves. I know that we have the attendance SOP that we have. I know that we have we started, if there's like ever a break in between the independent monitor being hired and not hired and who gets to oversee the office in the space if we don't have an independent monitor. And so that's something I know that we still have to go through and approve. And I'll send that to you all so you guys can take a look at maybe and bring it back in our February meeting. But is there any other ones that folks think are really important that we need to kind of solidify? I know one is the relationship between the office and the board. And I know that I had stated before to look at what it looks like when the office is actually putting out reports and any memos and things to the public, and what that might look like with us accepting or supporting or adopting what they put out. So I think that that was one that I had thought of that would be necessary in terms of that standing relationship around that. Any other ones that folks think that would be very important for us to like tackle right away? Don't speak all at once. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Sorry,
It's all
speaking too
right.
much. I mean, it's kind of part and parcel with all the things that we've been talking about, but I feel like first just having just very clear materials repository and very really easy for us to find where things are in progress and stuff like that. Like I think just getting all that nailed down to like the flow chart, where it lives, who accesses it, how. I know that there's a start to all that, but it's all shifted and we have a chance to really streamline it. So to me, that's the first order of things also with our subcommittee.
Okay, absolutely. No, I like having a like a manual in some shape or form. Yes, absolutely. And I think that that's where I would love to get to, is that it's all in one area and not pieced out. Again, if you all, I'll bring it back in February to kind of think about this as too. If you all, if there's something in between that meeting and this meeting, that you all are thinking like, yes, we need, I don't know, I'm thinking of just a policy around public notice and, things like that, then, let me know. And then I might be asking people to start those drafts so we're not in real time drafting out on these meetings, but someone kind of can spearhead something. Go ahead, Mika.
I just wanted to, so I did, after our conversation, talk to Chioma about the SOPs and kind of the manual and all of that. And so we were able to briefly, she summarized and pulled up the current manual there is. And I think what could possibly be helpful to help you all brainstorm around what's needed and filling in the gaps is if everyone has that manual, and then we can go, or you all can really fill in the gaps from there. Because there's a lot of information that I didn't even know about in that manual that we went over yesterday. I don't know, Chioma, if you want to chime in at all, but just not to put you on the spot, but just wanted to flag that for you all.
Is that the manual that has like all the city documents and such?
It is specifically for the board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably based off the ordinance.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Chioma.
So, sorry, my reader is off. I'm in a weird place. So the handbook, I don't know if, let me see. Maya, you might be the only person who may not have it. But for other members, yeah, I think I sent it out to you all when you came on the board. It was part of the things I sent out in a welcome packet. So it contains like a brief history of the board. It contains like the duties of the chair, vice chair, members, and like all the things we normally train board members on when it comes to public meetings. And I think I also included like the special roles, so attendance and what's the other one? The stipend recommendation
Stipend.
letter that came, yeah, from the Common Council. So we kind of looked over the attendance policy. That one exists, has been adopted or approved by the board. But in light of current situations, we realized that it has loopholes. So
Okay.
no, not loopholes, like gaps. There are gaps, there are places that there's space for improvement. So I'm just going to get started on that, try to fill in some of those gaps from what we discussed, and then I can bring it to you guys to look at and go over and just like also give suggestions about what you want to see going forward.
Thank you so much, Chioma. I totally forgot about the stipend one, which I worked on, and it was just a lot. Okay. Yeah, I remember the handbook. I do have the handbook, but I just remember most of it was just like what we are trained on with like ethics and our Robert's Rules of Order and some of the like the more city focused just operational pieces. But I do remember once we've approved the stipend and some of the how we vote, because we do vote a little different than some of the other city committees in terms of the chair not necessarily waiting for the chair is usually the last person to vote in things and the last to give opinion after every board member has given their own opinion first. And so we do have some special rules. So what I'll do is I'll make sure, Chioma, if you can resend that to the top of everyone's email boxes. And then if the board members, if you guys can take a look at that and kind of think about more deeply what internal policies and or things that you feel would be necessary or thoughts that you may have or seen to make us be better in our work. Please let me know. And 9 times out of 10, if you let me know something that you really want, I'm going to ask you to write it. So just be prepared that I will probably ask you to spearhead that. So we all share the load of that work. But again, Mika and Chioma and Greg are definitely here to assist us in whichever way we need. And I think we can also bring this conversation to ABBA as well as we're doing our work plan too. Any questions just about like the internal policy and or training and support or the support piece? Okay. Trainings. Y'all, we had a very, very difficult time getting folks trained in MPD doing MPD trainings. I think some people responded to Chioma's requests for dates. We did get some dates, but we didn't necessarily solidify the dates. 2026 is a new us, and so I want to be very, I want to make sure that we are doing things quicker. And so I think, you know, my opinion is, well, I'll wait if anybody wants to make an opinion on the best way that we get these MPD trainings scheduled and folks in them. Any thoughts? I mean, I have my thoughts, but any thoughts? Okay, so everyone's smiling, so they're ready for me. I would say that I think we can just go ahead and schedule them based off of the best that we think. I think we have enough information from board members in the past of like people's schedule, how what days work best for them, and I think we can just look to schedule the dates. And then if people show up, people show up. Go ahead, Chiona.
I was just going to say, since we have third Wednesday standing, we might as well use up some of those slots. Since we have them standing and board members already are familiar with that time.
Thank you, Chioma. I was also thinking that too. And so if you all are comfortable with me working with Mika and the office to schedule and MPD to go ahead and schedule those trainings. I'll go ahead and work on doing that with them. So, how are people feeling about that? Okay, I'm seeing some thumbs up. Okay. So it sounds like I'll go ahead, Mika, if you can, and Chioma, if you can just record just like us looking for some times to set up some of the training. So one of the ones that we wanted to, oh, hey, Bub. One of the ones that we wanted to make sure that we did was the SOP training, the mental health trainings, and kind of doing some of the foundational pieces. And I think we did get a schedule for ride-alongs that folks could sign up for. So we're not really going to schedule those ones, but if folks want to schedule them on their own, Chioma, if you can get the like the an updated calendar for MPD around ride-alongs for 2026, then we can get folks to sign up on their own to do that.
Right.
Okay, awesome. I do believe this year we will have to do the refreshers on the ethics training and some of those like foundational city trainings. But we'll check with the city attorney's office to make sure. And then we'll let people know if we need to do those or if we could just send along the recordings or something like that. Any questions about that? Okay. Those are all of my updates and all of the updates of the things that we've been working on. I do have a standing meeting with the police chief on February in February. It's just part of the reoccurring every couple months meeting. And so that meeting is still standing, and then we'll schedule another one later. In a couple months after February. And it's just to just check in about our work and his work and again trying to make sure that we are not necessarily keeping in alignment per se, but that we are on the same page as to what our body of work is, what their body of work is. And I'll make sure to report back out for that meeting as I did in the last one. Any questions, thoughts before I end the chair updates? Okay. Thank y'all. And we'll go ahead and move into subcommittee updates. And let's go ahead and start with the external policy and procedure update, Stephanie.
All right. So we haven't met since the last our last full board meeting, and I have a meeting scheduled with Mika on Friday. And one of the reasons we didn't, so we have a new meeting time second Thursday of the month, and we didn't choose to do the second Thursday of this month because it's tomorrow. So it's a little too soon to be effective. And I'm just actually really looking forward to producing some concrete work. And we're going to be inviting Michelle Miller, who was the last chair, to orient us to what work was in progress there. We've gotten an update about the MPD strategic plan. So we're working with new information there. And then I'll be getting our manual and looking at gaps for that too. So we'll be one of the ones tackling that. But I'm going to work with Mika on Friday, and then we'll meet you and I, Maya, and just develop a work plan and actually do some work before we approve our next work plan that we're creating. So I'm just really looking forward to having things more sort of streamlined about who's doing what piece and how. And I think that we will be in good shape. So, and I also think it's going to be really helpful to be reducing the full board meetings to quarterly so we can work better at the other meetings. So we'll get on a better, faster track now. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's only up from here.
I'm
I appreciate your leadership.
knocking
Absolutely.
on wood when you say that. Yes, it's only up from here.
It. Yes. Any questions for Stephanie and EPP subcommittee? Okay. Thank you, Stephanie. The Community Engagement Committee. Go ahead, Devin.
So we have a meeting scheduled in a couple of weeks for the 28th of January. Currently, the Community Engagement Subcommittee meets on the fourth Wednesday of every month, And with that being said, we didn't meet in November and December because of Thanksgiving and the holidays. But at our next meeting, that's going to be agenda item to see if that cadence still works, just due to that issue we've had with that. And then as well as talking about some coordination and scheduling of the next community listening session. And then I look forward to hearing Mika's strategic plan. I still owe an email to you, Maya and Mika, for my schedule, my one-on-one. I was on vacation since December 19th and just got back 5th. So we've been on vacay mode. And so getting back into things, so I apologize. But I'll send you guys that tonight so you guys have that. But I look forward to working with the independent monitor and how we can better engage our community in what we're, the work we're doing. So.
Great. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your leadership too, Devin, on this. Any questions for Devin? Okay. And also, congratulations on taking a vacation. We all need to make sure that we take our vacations and that we get rest. It's important.
I was actually shocked my boss approved all of it. So I was actually I thought I would get like a week and a half, and so when she approved all of it, I said bet. So it was nice, it was needed, nice refresh.
Proud of you. Proud of
So
you. Definitely proud of you. Okay. Any questions? I won't. There's my chair updates probably encompass most of what would have been said at our executive committee updates. There's because we are the executive committee, so there's not much to report on our front. But is there any other questions, any thoughts before we move on to the next agenda item? Okay, seeing none. Oh, we're doing good on time. The last item is just future agenda topics. Again, just wanted to always keep this on here for every board meeting, for the exec committee and the full board meeting. And if the other subcommittees want to add this, to their agendas, I think it would be always great. Anyone have any ideas, of what future agenda topics might be for us as a subcommittee and as a full board? Just want to make sure to always share that responsibility of creating agendas, and make sure that folks feel like they have a stake in the agenda building. Okay. Seeing none. That's okay. Again, if there are ideas that folks have, again, you are always free to let me know and I will do my best to add it to the agenda. With that, I can entertain a motion to adjourn. Don't all motion to adjourn too fast. Go ahead, Vanessa.
I motion to adjourn.
Okay, is there a second? Devin?
My second.
Okay, is there any objection to adjourning this meeting unanimously? There is none. Okay, we are adjourned. Thank y'all so much, and we will be in touch. Happy New Year's again, everyone.
Happy New Year. Thanks.